So I'd like to now invite Swami Vedanandji to give the vote of thanks.
The actual number of people that we should thank is so large that you'd probably get bored if I had to read the whole list. But let me go systematically through this. And if I see you falling asleep, then I'll know that I've gone too far. First of all, we thank all of you for participating in this joyous event, which is the rededication of our original temple. It seems inappropriate to call it an old temple now. Considering the amount of dedication and effort and financial support we've had to provide for it, it hardly can be called the old temple. Anyway, temporarily, I'll call it the original temple. You have come from many different distant parts of the United States and India to bear witness to the important role that this temple has played and will again play in the spiritual future of this country. This temple is now excellently equipped to perform this function, having been greatly strengthened, as well as having now been equipped with all modern facilities. But particularly, we wish to thank all those whose effort has been crucial in bringing this project and this ceremony also to fruition. We especially thank our revered Swami Girishanandaji, a trustee of the Ramakrishna Mutt and Ramakrishna Mission, at the headquarters of our worldwide monastic organization, Birur Mutt, near Calcutta. He is also the manager of our headquarters, the Mutt at Birur. Grateful thanks also must go to Swami Deva Priyanandaji, the head of our monastic probationist training center at our headquarters, for his expertise in the details of the ceremonial worships that you witnessed at both of our temples yesterday. A worship procedure that, in concept, dates back to prehistoric times and, in essence, can be traced back to the 9th century sage Shankaracharya. This is an ancient tradition that we have all participated in. If you have witnessed these two worships, you've seen the traditional ceremonial way that has come down to us from the ancient sages. We wish to thank also Swami Aparanandaji, who recently retired as head of our center in Berkeley, for fulfilling the duties of the Tantra Dharaka. Tantra Dharaka is the the person who guides the ceremonial details of the worship procedure. The worshiper's mind is supposed to be entirely focused on the worship and to make sure that the order of things is done properly and that the mantras are repeated in the order in which they're supposed to be done. The Tantra Dharaka has that responsibility. Swami Aparanandaji fulfilled that for both of the worships yesterday. We thank all of our monks and nuns from our centers all over the United States and Canada, some of whom journeyed thousands of miles to participate in this joyous function, which demonstrate the great reverence with which this original temple, the first Hindu temple in the whole Western world, is held in our monastic order. To show this, we have an exhibition at Birur Mutt, a museum at Birur Mutt, and a model of this old temple is featured there in Calcutta on exhibit. In fact, they asked us, when they were constructing this model, they asked us what was the color of the original temple. And we had a certain amount of trouble determining that because the original temple was published, Swami Trigunatita published certain photographs. But whether that was the original color or whether that was something it adapted, we don't know what the state of color photography was in 1908. And there are many other people we wish to thank. First of all, we wish to thank the worship preparations and flower collection teams from our convent and from our women devotees, who assembled and prepared the highly complex arrays of equipment needed to perform such worships with the required precise traditional procedures. This was not a simple thing at all. You might have thought these things were somehow assembled here. Everything was scientifically placed and properly arranged and properly equipped in order to perform this function. So there was a team of women devotees that assisted Swami Devapriyanandaji in getting this ready. And we are grateful very much to Bishop Swing and to Professor Michael Nagler for accepting our invitation to participate in this dedication. This is our original temple is a sermon in interfaith ideals and interfaith practice. And to make that sermon at least give a token reality to it, we were very pleased to have the bishop and Professor Nagler accept this invitation to participate. We also thank, there were so many people were involved in so much of the preparation, I cannot really mention them all, but we are thankful also to Diane Marshall, whose contribution to the design of our commemorative volume helped to make it so beautiful. There was a basic problem there. We wanted to put a picture of our old temple on the cover of the commemorative volume, but the old temple was hidden by a scaffold, which was hidden by the type of plastic cloth that's required nowadays around such scaffolds. So how to take a picture of it? So you take a picture of the temple before the scaffold was there, and then you add the colors that the temple now has. Anyway, the result is wonderful. Then we acknowledge the general contractor, Christopher Hessen, and his team, headed by their excellent foreman, Carmelo, for their continuing dedication to excellent workmanship. Christopher is also to be credited with finding Hans Liebscher and his team of coppersmiths who performed the highly complex copper domes, produced the highly complex copper domes and towers, as well as the copper-lined Moorish arches in the arcades. We further acknowledge the great helpfulness of our construction management consultant, Peter McDonald, for smoothing and clarifying many a complicated issue during the construction process. Normally, there's an architect who designs the building and a contractor who builds it. And the architect is the buffer between the owner and the contractor. So the architect puts up his shield to defend you against any possible problems. But we had no architect because the temple was already built. It was a question of reconstruction. So we hired this consultant firm to interface between us and the contractor because they speak the same language, and that was a very effective thing to do. We are also thankful to Christopher's architectural consultant, Sean Gorman, who navigated all the construction plans through the San Francisco Building Department. And if you think that's easy, you're totally wrong. And he effectively managed to get the city to accept some of the things that we could not do. There are certain little details in the construction which were impossible for us to reproduce, and the city insisted we should somehow reproduce them, but somehow we navigated through that problem. We are especially grateful also to, as has been mentioned, but I have to mention it separately, our own Swami Atmagyanananda, who has so ably lectured to us this afternoon. He is the resident minister at our Washington, D.C. center, and who, with incredible artistry and dedication, designed and built two large new altars for our remodeled auditorium in our original temple. Now, we had to, because now the building is earthquake strengthening required the addition of large steel columns and beams, which had to be encased in pillars. The whole auditorium has a different aspect. So the placement of the old pictures was no longer possible in exactly the same way, except Sri Ramakrishna's picture. Some changes had to be made, and new altars had to be constructed. And in desperation, we called upon Swami Atmagyanananda, and he very graciously, literally sacrificed his own blood for this. Now, most of all, I think, in order to keep everything in perspective, we thank all of our spiritual forebears and our inspired teachers, starting with Sri Ramakrishna, Sri Sharada Devi, our Holy Mother, and Swami Vivekananda, for inspiring us to undertake this work in order to build up our own spiritual lives and to be of assistance to others as we all travel down the road that leads from our present state, which is a state of transitional reality, to the final perfection that is our real nature. May we all proceed to that very soon. Thank you.